in Mandarin, and if you are reading in English, just please just follow along. 马太福音第五章十三到十六节。你们是世上的盐，盐若失了味，怎能叫它再咸呢？以后无用，不过丢在外面，被人践踏了。你们是世上的光，城造在山上，是不能隐藏的。Verse 15， 人点灯不放在斗底下，是放在灯台上，就照亮一家的人。你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。At this time, I'd like to excuse all the kids to the children's Sunday school. And we'll give the following time to our pastor and Mian for translation.
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们要继续我们上一次的经文。
We'll be continuing on the verses we have not finished last time.
让我们一起再次来祷告。
Let's pray before the Lord.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们来到你的面前，要来敬拜你。
We come before you to worship you.
我们在你的面前要来聆听你的道。
We want to listen to your words.
主啊，求你自己给我们受教的心。
Please bless us with a heart to receive.
让我们在今天来听见你自己对我们所说的话。
So we want to come before you listening to your words.
主啊，你给我们有一个给我们力量。
Please give us strength.
给我们一个坚定的心智。
Give us a firm heart.
让我们活出来你在我们身上已经所做的。
So we can live out, as a testimony for what you have been to, what you have done to us.
主，求你自己保守每一个到你面前来的人。
Please, bless everyone who come before you.
因为我们带着各种不同的需要来到你的面前。
We bring different needs to come before you.
唯有你自己做我们的牧者。
So you are our shepherd.
主，你自己来触摸我们的心。
So you touch our hearts.
怜悯你自己无用的仆人。
So have mercy upon your servant.
大能的手在他的身上。
So your hands is on upon him.
你圣灵的恩膏在他的口中。
So the light of your word is shine upon him.
让每一个人在这里真实感受到主，这是你的声音。
So everyone who is sitting here listening know that's the words from you.
看顾以下的时间。
Prepare us for the following time.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们上一次讲到基督徒是盐。
Last time I stopped at the place that regarding Christians are the salt.
盐的是指着一种比较消极的作用。
We look at the passive effect of salt.
是一种阻止着败坏。
So the effect of stopping corruption.
但耶稣说我们又是世上的光。
Jesus also said we are the light of the world.
这是指比较积极的作用。
This really emphasized on the positive effect.
我们在这里上次讨论过说到底是是盐是光还是做盐做光。
Last time we discussed about the differences between you are the salt and you are the light, and you are to be, you want to be the light and the salt.
但实际上呢，这我们已经解释过，这不是一个矛盾。
But I explained the last time, this is not contradictory.
耶稣在这里不是强迫他的门徒做他们完全不能够做的事情。
Here, Jesus was not trying to force his disciple to do something they are unable to do.
他只是要 告诉他的门徒，你们应该活出你们应该本来就有的。
He's telling his disciple that you live out what you have.
但这个本来就有也不是我们的天生就有的。
But what you have is not necessarily a given.
而是上帝已经放在我们的里面，已经坐在我们的身上。
It's the gift that God has given to you.
所以我们知道这个光的这个作用跟盐是不一样的。
So the effect of light is different from that of salt.
光是为了驱散这个黑暗。
So the light is going to chase away the darkness.
大家知道黑暗在物理学上面认为黑暗不是一种本质。
In physics, darkness is not existing by nature.
它是没有一种实质性的存在。
It's not a real existing.
它是为什么会有黑暗呢？
Why there is darkness?
是因为没有光。
Because it's anywhere that lacks of light.
在那个网上有一个非常流行的 video.
There's a very popular video in the internet.
就是讲到呢这个爱因斯坦在11岁的时候。
It talks about a story for Einstein when he was only 11 years old.
然后有一个教授，德国的教授在上课。
A German professor is teaching a class.
他说这个世界有灾难，所以没有上帝。
The professor is saying like because there are natural disasters in this world, so there's no God.
上帝没有帮助过我们。
He said God has never helped us.
他非常有激情的在讲这个无神论。
He's very enthusiastic about talking the atheism.
然后这个时候，爱因斯坦举手。
So at that time, Einstein raised up his hand.
然后他就问，他说老师，请问黑暗存在吗？
So he asked the professor, does darkness exist?
然后他说这个寒冷存在吗？
Does coldness exist?
然后这个教授非常不耐烦。
So the professor became intolerant.
他说难道你没有动过吗？
He said, have you never experienced cold?
难道你没有这个经历过夜晚吗？
Have you never experienced staying in the darkness?
然后那个爱因斯坦说你是错的。
Then replied Einstein, you are wrong.
他说黑暗并不存在。
He said, darkness does not really exist.
他说因为黑暗是因为光被遮住了。
Because the darkness exists because of the lack of, light.
因为那个冷是因为那个热被挡住了。
Oh, the same way is the coldness is because the lack of the heat.
那个视频很有趣，那个爱因斯坦讲的那个教授呢，哑口无言。
It's a very interesting video that the professor after Einstein's questioning become speechless.
大家知道死亡不是一种实质性的存在。
Likewise, death is not a real existing.
只是生命被拿走了。
It's also because the life was taken away.
黑暗也不是一个真实的存在。
So darkness is not a real existing.
只是因为它没有光。
Because there's no light.
耶稣说你们是世上的光。
Jesus said, you are the light of the world.
这个意思是这个世界的光这个世界是没有光的。
It means that there's no light in the world.
这个世界的黑暗是因为它没有光。
Because there's no light, so the world is dark.
但现在不一样。
But now it's different.
你们是世上的光。
So you are the light of the world.
为什么以前的世界没有光，而现在这些基督徒又成为了光呢？
Why there were no light in the world in the past, but now because of Christian, there is a light.
因为耶稣自己是世界的光。
Because Jesus himself is the light of the world.
在约翰福音的八章十二节里面。
In the book of John, chapter 8, verses 12.
耶稣说我是世界的光。
Jesus said, I am the light of the world.
跟随我的就不在黑暗里面走。
Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness.
在约翰的第一章第九节里面说那光是真光。
Also in the book of John, chapter 1 verses 9, saying that light is true light.
照亮一切生在世上的人。
Give light to everyone was coming to this world.
耶稣是世界的光。
So Jesus is the light of the world.
他的门徒是接受了这个耶稣的光照。
And his disciples received this light from Jesus.
从耶稣那里分享了这个世界的光。
So they share the light from Jesus.
耶稣现在要去叫门徒去，你们只要把这个光把它照在这个世上就好了。
So now, Jesus command his disciples go and give the light to the people in the world.
照出一个光来。
Jesus didn't say here that you create, you make a light.
你们的光不要被遮住。
So your light should not be blocked.
不要把它藏起来。
You don't heat your light.
你们只要去照亮这个世界。
So you go to give light to this world.
所以保罗呢就领会保罗啊，他回应了在这方面的这个光的这个主题。
So Paul here really trying to give a response to this topic.
他说在这个以邪恶的世代里面。
So in this warped and crooked generation,
上帝呼召他的儿女要成为明光照耀。
So God has called the children of God to become a light in the world.
而这个告诉我们一个范围是不是指在某一个地方，不是某几个人，而是整个世界。
This doesn't specifically refer to a specific place, only a few people. It means the entire world.
马太讲的是空间，世上。
Matthew probably referred to the space and the world here.
保罗讲的是时间，是世代。
And the Paul really point to the time, the generations.
所以无论在任何一个地区，任何一个时代，耶稣要呼召他的门徒成为世界的光。
So no matter where, no matter when, Jesus is calling his disciples to become the light of the world.
因为这以赛亚书有预言。
Because there's a prophet, in book of Isaiah, there's a prophet.
说在那些外邦，那些在死荫幽暗里的人，他们看见了大光。
The people walking in darkness have seen a great light.
最有意思的是，这节经文被马太引用在第四章十六节里面。
Interestingly, this verse is cited by Matthew in the book of Matthew.
在这里，马太的应用是外邦人必看见那光。
So, in book, Matthew chapter 4, Matthew says the Gentile will see this great light.
所以耶稣基督来到这个世上，成为全世界的光。
So, Jesus Christ came to this world and became the light of the world.
而基督徒同样被差遣成为在这个世界上成为世界的光。
And also, Christians are sent to this world, becoming the light of the world.
大家知道这是一个很不可思议的事情。
This is an incredible thing.
是一个巨大荣耀的事情。
It's a marvelous honor.
在西方的这个文化传统里面。
In the Western culture tradition.
只有某一些最顶尖的那些精英。
There's only those, really top, elites.
他们才能够成为别人的这个光照者。
They used to be viewed as the people, giving the light to others.
在英文里面有两个重要的词。
In English, there are two, key words.
第一个呢，叫做，我们叫做启蒙。
The first word is enlightenment.
第二个呢，叫做光照。
The second is illumination.
但这两个词呢，不太一样。
There's a clear difference between two words.
启蒙运动它是指的一种观念的一种启发。
The Enlightenment movement really refers to the reformation of the thoughts or ideology.
你是很愚昧的这种观念会被它开。变成很开明的。
It means that for people who seem to be stubborn or stupid about certain ideas can be enlightened.
但是这个光照是不一样的。
But illumination is different.
光照是你是一个非常庸俗的。
Illumination refers to someone who seem to be ordinary.
你的生活是非常层次很低的。
So you live in a very, very ordinary life.
然后你受到了这个光照以后呢，你就变得很有智慧的。
After you receive the light, you become wise.
这个叫光照论，在柏拉图的哲学里面。
So this is the philosophy of Plato, referring as illumination.
只有某一些最聪明的人。
So only those are, most intelligent.
他们才能够得到这个光照。
So they can receive such illumination.
他才能够成为别人的导师。
So they can become the guide of others.
只有那些受过最好学术训练的人。
Only those who have received the best education.
才成为别人的启蒙者。
So they can become people who enlightening others.
但耶稣却说你们就是世上的光。
But here Jesus reminds us, you are the light of the world.
这些门徒是些什么人？
Who are these disciples?
看起来是非常一般的人。
They are really ordinary people.
但是他们却要成为这世界的光。
But they will become the light of the world.
我们可以想象，这是彼得那一帮人完全不敢想的问题。
So this is something that including Peter, could not quite imagine.
但耶稣竟然叫他们去做。
But really, Jesus really command them to do so.
在犹太的这个传统里面。
So in Jews, tradition.
犹太人的某些这个圣经的这个教师。
The rabbis of Jews.
他们认为他们是世界的光。
They think they are themselves are the light of the world.
因为他们了解上帝的圣言。
Because they think they know well God's word.
他们能够去照亮别人。
So they can be the light to others.
在罗马书第二章里面。
In the book of Romans, chapter 2.
在保罗就说了，你们是外邦人的这个，你们是小孩子的师父，外邦人的光。
So, Paul is saying that you are the master of children and then the light of the Gentiles.
所以这个犹太的文士们、拉比们。
So, the rabbis, the Jewish rabbis.
这些尤其是法利赛派的人。
Especially people from, the Pharisees.
他们认为他们才是自己是世界的光。
So they think themselves are the light of the world.
耶稣的门徒放到犹太的传统里面，他们都是不起眼的人。
In the Jewish tradition, Jesus' disciples are not those people highly regarded.
而他们在西方的文化里面，他们也同样不是那些受过最好训练的人。
Even in the Western culture tradition, they are not the people viewed as best well-trained.
但耶稣说，你们要成为世界的光。
But Jesus told them here, you are the light of the world.
而且圣经里面强调耶稣是世界的真光。
And it is emphasized in the scripture that Jesus is the real light, true light.
受到耶稣光照的人,
so the people who are shined by Jesus
带给这个世界是真正的光,
can bring the true light to the world.
我以前读这些经文的时候觉得有个很大的疑问。
In the past, when I was reading these verses, I used to puzzle on something.
为什么呢？这个光啊，怎么会有真的跟假的呢？
Why there's a real and a false light?
它要么就是光，就是能够发光，发光嘛，就是真的嘛。
It's the light who just give light, so it will be real.
我们没有办法说这个也会亮，那个也会亮，这个是真光，那个是假光，怎么能比较？
So you can't really tell something that illuminate, then you say one thing is the real, the other is fake.
光能发光吗？都是真的。
The things that can illuminate seem to be real.
怎么会有假的呢？
Why there's a false?
啊，原来有一个背景很重要。
But there's a background that I need to point it to you.
我很意外的读到一本小书啊，它提到有一个很有趣的故事。
I've read a small book that talks about a story.
这个在这个地中海、爱琴海附近那一带。
In the Mediterranean area regions.
他们呢，这个都是靠船生活的。
So they really depend on the boats.
但是这个船呢，有时候会碰到那个暴风雨。
So they will often encounter storms.
或者有的时候呢，这个船呢，它需要行船很远，所以需要补充一些物品。
Sometimes they have to sail for a long time, so they need a supply.
所以他们尤其在晚上的时候。
Especially during the night time.
他们就需要一些亮光，这个指引这个船啊，能够开到那个安全的那个港湾，或者是开到哪一个城市里面可以进货。
So during the night time, they depend on the light from the sky to guide their sailing to the bank or to the coast.
在那些地区呢，有一种人是专门做这种生意的。
But in those regions, there are people making a business out of this.
是谁呢？是海盗。
the pirates making business on
it. 他在自己的船上顶上了弄一个光。
So they put a light on the top of their boat.
所以结果呢，很多船以为哦，我们的城市到了。
So many sailors thought, oh, that's the destination they're going to.
或者说避风港终于到了。
Oh, they really had, you know, they found a harbor.
所以就开进去，结果就遇上了贼船。
So they come close to the pirate's boat, and then they.
所以在当时的人呢，这个走船的时候，他们就知道要分辨哪个是贼船，哪一个是真的光。
So then in those days, they have to have this ability to distinguish where's the light given from the pirate's boat.Versus the real lights from the sky.
而约翰就说，耶稣是真正的光。
John tells us here that Jesus are the true light.
其他的光都会把你引到贼船上。
Other light will lead you to a wrong place.
他用的是这个概念。
He's using this concept here.
所以我们看到在犹太人。
So we see for Jews,
或者在西方文化里面,
or in the Western culture tradition,
没有办法真正照亮人的灵魂。
There's no other thing that can give light to people's soul.
只有耶稣基督的福音。
Only the gospel of Jesus Christ.
只有耶稣基督的救赎。
Only the salvation of Jesus.
才真正为人带来盼望。
And bring the light and the hope to people.
耶稣来用两个比喻来表达怎么我们是世上的光呢？
So Jesus here uses two parables to describe the light of the world.
第一个比喻就是说你们的城造在山上是不能隐藏的。
So the first parable is about this town built on the hill cannot be hidden.
第一个见证是你们是世上的光，但它就好像一座城造在山上一样。
So the first testimony is like the metaphor of the light is a town built on the hill.
在这里的意思，这个比喻告诉我们，基督徒一定要有公开的见证。
So this parable informs us of that Christian need to be a public testimony.
所以信仰不是只是私人的事情。
So faith is not only your personal matter.
你一个人得着福音。
You receive the gospel.
你一个人得着上帝的祝福。
You receive the God's blessing.
不是你的私人领域。
It's not only your private domain.
所以不像美国的很多路一样啊 ，private， 所以就不要进来。
It's unlike some roads in America saying that it's private. You can't contrapass.
基督徒的生活要介入到公共领域。
So the Christian's life need to get into the public domain.
基督教会的存在就是一个公共见证。
The existence of church is a public testimony.
就好像这个城造在山上。
It's like our town built on the down the hill.
这是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
那有各种可能性。
There are several possibilities.
有一个美国很好的神学家。
There's a theologian, very good theologian in the United States.
就近几十年来，我们最好的神学几个版本的神学词典都是他编的。
He added a theological dictionary, one of the best in the past decades.
他说这个城在山上呢，是因为这个城啊，到晚上的通常都会有一个很亮的这个灯光在上面。
He said that a town built on the hill usually have a lot of lights during the night.
在这个我们现代世界的人很难理解这个灯对古代人的这个作用。
People living in the modern society probably would have a difficulty to comprehend the use of light in the old time.
我们活在一个电灯的时代。
Because we live in the era of lights.
现代人知道什么叫黑暗呢？
How people really come to understand the darkness.
没有黑暗。
We usually don't have darkness.
因为我们晚上的灯点的也要像白天一样亮。
Because we light many lights in the night. It's really like daytime.
尤其是美国到了晚上灯也不关，对不对？
Especially in the United States, people don't even turn off their lights.
所以我们很难理解那个一盏灯，一个城在山上一盏灯干嘛用。
So it's hard to comprehend what is the use of light.For the city built on the hill.
它不是一个装饰品。
So it's not for the decorative purpose.
它是一种方向。
It's really pointing to our direction.
你在夜里面，你如果你在开船。
So if you're sailing during the night.
你在夜里面在行路。
If you're walking the night,
那你看到这个山上的这个城上山上城的灯，你就知道你走的方向。
When you see the lights from the town on the hill, you know where you're going.
你根据它的这个座位，你能够分辨东西南北。
Because of the precision of city, you're able to tell the directions.
如果这个讲法是对的话
，So if this explanation is correct,
教会的存在。
The existence of a church
就应该成为时代的一个方向
should become a beacon of the society.
是教会在引领时代
So the church is leading the society.
但不是这个时代引领教会
Not the generations of society leads the church.
让我说一句这个粗俗的话
Let me say something not necessarily polite.
教会历史最大的教训就是教会跟着时代的屁股跑。
The biggest lesson we have learned for the church in the history is the churches follow the fashions in the world.
教会是世界的光。
Church are the light of the world.
是意味着它是一种方向。
It means church gives a direction.
是教会的存在。
So the existence of the church
是为人们指明的，我们人类应该，社会应该往哪里去。
Is to guide a direction for the people in terms of where they should go.
有一次我在一本那种专门送给人的生日礼物的小书，那个很有趣的书，我很少看这个书，但有一次偶尔翻了，读了一个小故事，很有意思。
So once I receive a birthday gift, it's a booklet used for a birthday gift. So I read a story from that booklet.
写得很有创意，后来我才知道原来这个人是美国很有名的作家，是一个美国流行的民间很流行的作家。
It's a very creative piece, and later on I learned the author, it's a very famous author actually.
小女孩啊，在这个伦敦从家里面走出来呢就迷路了。
It talks about little girl, has lost her way in London.
后来呢这个警察看见了就说要把她带回家。
The policeman, saw her and wanted to, take her home.
但是她那个天黑了她这个小女孩呢这个不记得回家的路。
But because it's already so dark, the girl does not remember the way to her home.
哪一条街呢哪一个门牌呢也说不出来。
And he cannot tell even, her home address, the street.
我想很少小孩子从小是记街道名的名门牌对不
对 I think probably not very many kids will remember the street number of their house.
那我怎么带你回去呢
So the policeman asked the little girl, how can I take you home?
这个女孩也没有办法。
So the girl has no way.
后来她突然说，哦，她说这，我想起来了。
Then suddenly, she said something. Oh, I remember.
我们家对面呢有一个教堂很大，然后那个十字架很高，晚上很亮。
Then she said, "There's really, really a mega church that standing opposite from the street from my home, and it has a great light on the top."
她不到五分钟就回家了。
So then the policeman found a way to her home.
马上就知道这是什么地方。
So because the policeman knows where it is.
这个故事很大的启发就是教会的存在就变成人家回家的坐标。
So the message of this story is really the existence of a church become a guide for those lost their way.
你什么时候迷路了？
So whenever you lost your way,
只要想一想你就可以回家了。
If you think about a church, you can go home.
教会像城造在山上。
So church is like a town built on the hill.
有些人呢指出呢这个城还有更广泛的含义。
Of course, some people point out their even richer meaning about the town.
他认为教会的存在是一个榜样。
Because they suggest that the existence of a church is an example.
这个城的意味着是教会的存在是应该成为人的归属仰望的所在。
So the town, the church become a place that people look up to.
为什么呢？因为耶稣讲这个城造在山上的时候很可能指的就是耶路撒冷。
So, the town built on a hill may refer to Jerusalem, according to Jesus, teaching the words here.
耶路撒冷是在耶路撒冷那个圣殿那个圣城啊是在造在那个山上的。
So the holy temple was built on the top of the hill.
所以这个地方是什么呢是人 来面朝见神的地方。
So it is a place that people come to worship God.
这个地方是人所仰望的所在。
So it's a place people look up to.
大卫说我一生一世要仰望瞻仰神的荣美在什么地方在圣殿里。
David said that for my whole life, I want to look up to Lord and worship Lord in his temple.
诗篇121篇怎么说我要向山举目。
Psalms 121 is I look up to the mountains.
大家知道为什么向山举目呢?
Why look up to the mountains?
是因为那个圣殿造在山上。
Because the holy temple is built on the mountain.
诗篇120篇到134篇叫做上行之诗。
So the Psalms from Psalms 120 to 131 are all the Psalms about 134 all about going up.
就是上行就往上走的。
Going up, yeah, on the mountain, yeah.
什么叫往上走?
What does it mean going up on the mountain?
他们发现那个圣殿的那个台阶上去啊有15个重要的阶段。
Because the people, you know, come to realize there are 15 sections as you're going upstairs to the temple.
所以他们每走一个到一个小阶段的小段的时候呢，他们就开始唱一首歌。
So when they make a pause in at the end of each section, they sing a song.
那开始他们唱什么呢？我要向山举目，因为什么还很远呢
？They sing a hymn like I look up my eyes to the mountain.
但是说我的帮助是从何而来呢
？Where's my help from？
注意，这个我们朝圣者跟登山者是不一样的。
So the people, the pilgrim are different from the mountain climbers.
那个登山者说我的乐趣是从登山而来。
The hikers is my interest is from the process of hiking.
圣经说我的帮助是从创造山的上帝而来。
But the Bible tells us that my help is from the creator.
Creator the mountain.
The creator of the mountain.
就当然圣经讲的是天地。
Of course the Bible used the word earth and heaven.
所以我们注意到这些人仰望这座山。
So we notice that these people look up to the mountain.
他们要去的是进入这个山上的那个建筑，就是那个城。
They want to go up to the town, the city.
那个城的核心就是那个圣殿。
The center of that city, the town, is temple.
所以教会的存在就像这个造在山上的城一样。
So the existence of a church is like a town built on a mountain, on a hill.
别人仰望和归向的所在。
Become a target, a place for people to looking up to.
第二个比喻呢是点灯。
The second parable is about light a lamp.
他说点灯呢不放在豆底下，是放在灯台上。
So it's not to put a light under a bowl, but to put on a stand.
这是毫无疑问的。
This is no question.
没有人啊，点灯是把它放在一个容器里面，把盖子盖起来。
Nobody light a lamp and then hide it under in a vessel or under in a bowl.
大家知道那个油是很贵的，没有人会这样浪费。
Of course, the lamp oil is very expensive. No people want to waste it.
点灯就是为了照亮。
Light a lamp is to lighten.
这两个比喻有个共同点。
There is a similarity between two parables.
耶稣没有说你给我造一座城出来。
Jesus didn't say you build our city, a town.
或者说你给我弄一盏灯出来。
Or say you make a lamp.
而是叫你说第一这是隐藏不了的。
He only emphasized you can't hide a lamp.
教会在世上是不能隐藏的。
So the church cannot be hidden in the world.
你到底是成为世界的榜样，还是在那里毫无作用？
Either 只有
两种结果。
Either you become an example, or you become something that has no impact on others.
第二个呢，耶稣同样说，点灯呢，不要把它给遮起来。
Secondly, Jesus reminds us that when you light a lamp, you don't hide under in a bowl.
如果我们连接14节的话，意思就是你就是灯。
So if we link it to verses 14, it really means again, you are the light.
你们是世上的光。
You are the light of the world.
这个世上的光，其中一个意思是你们就是家里的灯。
So the another meaning of this being light in the world is you are the lamp in the house.
我们从一个 公共的更广泛的范围来讲, 教会是一座城。
In a broader sense, a church is a town, a city.
但是从一个, 私底下, 从一个私下的,
but in a narrow sense,
或者说, private.
Yeah, in a private, in a private way.
在个人性的这种影响, 家庭,
the personal impact, the family.
所以呢, 耶稣说, 意思说这是在小范围的,
so this is in a narrow sense, in a narrow range.
但是在这里面呢, 你们也是光。
But even in that narrow sense, range, you are the light too.
所以在这里我们注意, 耶稣叫我们成为世上的光。
Please notice that Jesus commands us to be the light of the world.
他不一定是叫我们要, 到天涯海角。
He does not mean that we go to the ends of the earth to evangelism.
只是在你的生活范围里面。
It's probably even in the horizon of your life, you become the light of the world.
是你的亮光在不要隐藏的情况下的一种自然所到的地方。
So it's your light, you know, the shining from you is not hidden.
但是我在这里要特别请大家留意。
I want to pay attention to here.
不要小看小范围的影响。
Don't you know, look down upon to the impact in a smaller scale or range.
我们知道一个社会的整体的一个社会的质量，它取决于家庭的这个质量。
The quality of a society in many ways depends upon the quality of many families.
所有的家庭崩溃, 那么这个社会呢, 也就到, 也就是很遭殃。
If there are many yield problematic families, the society will be problematic.
还有一个呢, 就是大家可能都很羡慕, 能够我们一个人一己之力改变一个时代。
In addition, we always admire a mentality or thinking that one hero, heroic person can change the entire generation.
但实际上就是你影响你身边所能力能所及的人是非常关键的。
But actually, it is critical important if you can have influence or impact on the people surrounding you.
所以在这里是比喻, 不只是不单单就指着说你家里的意思。
So this is a parable, of course, it's not only means to your house, your home.
我们来看这个耶稣的个案。
Let's take Jesus as a case here.
耶稣在世的时候，他可以做很大的事情。
When Jesus was alive, he has done many great things.
是今天无数的基督徒、无数的这些牧师、布道家们梦寐以求的。
He has done the things that really many Christians, many pastors dreamed about doing it.
一呼百应。
With his calling, many people follow him.
而有无数的人追随他，而且要让他做王。
So many people follow him and want him to be the king.
但是耶稣真正他在世上所影响的人，就是他几个门徒。
But really, the people truly impacted by him are his disciples.
所以耶稣从某种角度来讲，耶稣之所以对世界有这么大的影响，主要是因为他的这几个门徒。
So in the sense that Jesus' impact on the world is really is from the effect of his disciples.
你可能有一个纳闷，耶稣为什么就十二个？
You may wonder why Jesus only have 12 disciples.
至少24。
Why not 24?
那这样的话呢，这个世界基督化就更快。
So it will be Christianized the world quicker, you know, if he has more disciples.
我们最理想的就希望耶稣怎么几万个门徒。
We even probably have imagined about Jesus has, you know, hundreds and thousands of disciples.
为什么只有12个？
Why only 12 disciples?
我告诉你，你今天可能影响不了12个人那么多。
I have to tell you truthfully that you may not impact even 12 people now.
甚至只要一个就够了。
But if you can only impact one person, that's enough.
希望不是犹大。
Of course, that person better is not the Judah.
那个小范围很深入的影响是非常关键的。
So the impact that which is deep is the key.
在这里我无意这个怎么对使徒彼得有些不敬。
I have no intent to say things disgrace Peter.
他传福音有三千人、五千人信主。
Peter, evangelized to several thousand, 3,000 or 5,000 people.
但是另外一个人呢，保罗呢，每一次传福音呢，很少人相信，还要被人打得半死。
But look at Paul, that every time he only preaches to very few people and sometimes beating up.
他建立的教会也很小。
And he built many small churches.
但大家都知道，在历史上谁更有影响力。
But we can all tell who has the most influence in the history.
保罗去城市里面建一个聚会点，几个人聚会。
Paul just go to a city and build a fellowship. Just a few people gathering.
保罗就告诉他们，你们知道你们是什么人吗？
So Paul asked them, do you know who you are?
世界是你们的。
Because the world belongs to you.
基督要透过你们掌权。
So through you, Jesus will reign.
那个日子快了。
That day comes.
他们看看我们才几个人。
So they look around saying, only us, a few?
这保罗说不要担心你自己。
Paul said, don't worry about yourself.
所以你看保罗的书信里面非常气势非常雄伟。
So in Paul's letters, you can see his enthusiasm.
你会注意到保罗的对的那个教会深入的影响。
So Paul's really deep influence on the churches.
对他的同工的影响。
And his influence on his co-workers.
十几年前 BBC 有一个有一个主持人写了一本书。
A decade ago, our anchor from BBC wrote a book.
他说保罗比耶稣还伟大。
He said, Paul is even greater than Jesus.
他说耶稣才那么造就一小波人，他说保罗使基督教变得世界化。
Because he said, Jesus only, made 12 disciples, but Paul actually really, make Christianity popular in the world.
当然他的观点不值得回应，因为他完全没有读懂保罗的著作。
Of course, I even don't want to rebuke his point. He did not read well Paul's letters.
保罗对西方社会的影响。
But he has a very interesting angle of observation that the impact of Paul in the Western society.
但是保罗所做的工作给人感觉都是范围很小。
So people used to think that it appears that Paul's work is often in a very small scale.
我跟一个很有名的牧师见面的时候，我没有机会跟他比较交谈比较深。
Once I met a very influential pastor.
你们知道为什么呢？我对他有一个看法，一直不能赞同，但是又没有机会很好的表达。
I tend to disagree with one viewpoint he put forth, but didn't get any chance to communicate with him.
那个牧师常常说，没有几千人就不要请我讲道。
That pastor used to say something, if you can't gather several thousand people, don't invite me even to preach.
我要告诉他，他的这种想法是不是一般的错误。
So I want to be very honest. This is a wrong idea.
耶稣是当很几千人听他讲道的时候，耶稣不讲跑掉了。
Jesus has never done things like if there are no several thousand people, he disappeared. He went away.
那个人少少的时候，耶稣就开始长篇大论。
So one, there's only a few people, Jesus has started to preach for a long period of time.
每一个基督徒，我们不是要上帝要我们每一个人去成为一个什么时代的英雄。
So that God does probably not have a calling us to become a heroic person in the generation.
但是你要影响你身边的人。
But you can impact the people around you.
有一个故事很有趣。
There's a very interesting story I want to share.
常常对我就是一个很大的提醒。
It always become a good reminder.To me.
所以有一个外国的这个使者呢，跟一个皇帝两个下棋，因为他到这个国家来访问，跟皇帝下棋。
So there's a foreign ambassador came to visit a king, and they used to play chess together.
结果下棋的时候呢，这个皇帝就说，他说我们来赌一把吧。
So when they were playing, and the king suggests, let's make a bet on the game.
他说要是你输了我要怎么怎么怎么。
So if you lose the game, I'm going to do such things.
然后那个人说好，因为皇帝要求很多很多东西，他说没关系，都会给你。
So the king really kind of asked to get many, many, many things.
他说你说你赢了。
And the ambassador says, that's okay.
你赢了你要什么东西啊？
And the ambassador asked the king, it's, what do you want to get if you won the game?
很简单。
And he said, you know, very easy.
很简单。
Very easy.
他说这个我们三个下棋嘛 ,64 个格子。
So there are 64 grids, in the chessboard. And the ambassador said,
他说我呢要一颗谷。
He said, I need, one piece of grain.
然后呢在第一格。
You place it in the first grid.
第二格呢变成第二颗，第三格变第四颗。
You double it in the second and triple it in the third and keep doing it.
结果皇帝说，哎呀，这简单的不得了了。
And the king says, this is so easy. Let's do it.
你知道数学不好是很可怕。
So this means, you know, if you don't have math, good math knowledge and skill, it's very terrible.
结果发现什么呢？这个皇帝输了。
So the king lost the game.
然后好，他准备弄一个谷啊，放在棋盘里面数给他。
So then he asked people to bring grains to want to place in the chessboard and then count for him.
我们都在座很多理工科背景的。
So I know many people sitting here, you have a science and engineering background.
到64次次方的时候有多大
？So you know how big this is number?
算都算不出来。
So probably you can't easily make a count mathematically.
用计算机才行啊。
You have to you depend on calculator.
我告诉你我很笨，我一直是手算算算算算算到第32，已经太长了数字。
So I'm not good at math. I used to do the hand calculating, and I can't even reach the halfway.
第32格还没有满，那个皇帝都已经脸色。啊，都已经变了。
When the people was unable to fill even the 32 grade,
那个棋盘装不满，果库都已经空了。
So the treasure become empty even under the tent of filling the chessboard.
你知道什么意思？
So you understand what does this mean?
我不期望一个基督徒影响很多，你要是能影响一个两个就很了不起。
I'm not suggesting a Christian will try to influence so many people. If you can give a real influence on one or two individuals.
别看我们教会小啊。
You know, don't look down upon our church like which is small.
我们就算中英文全部加起来，我们就算他100人好了。
Let's just assume we have a total of 100 people in this church.
如果每一个基督徒在一年之内，每一个人大概能够叫一个人信主。
If every Christian can help one unbeliever to come to know Jesus.
明年呢，我们教会是200人。
So next year, our church will have 200 members.
后年就是400人。
And in the following year, we'll have 400.
再后年就是800人。
And then, of course, in the following year, we have 800.
到第四年的时候就1600。
In the fourth year, we are assuming 1,600 people in the church.
第五年呢，只有3200。
And then the fifth year, we have 3,200.
你知道 Santa Barbara 这个 Santa Barbara 总共才多少人口？11万人口。
Do you know that the population of Santa Barbara is only 110,000?
大概十年左右已经没有人不是基督徒了。
So can you imagine if it goes that way in 10 years?
大家传福音都要打架。对不起，那个人是我传福音的对象，你不能够去找了。
There's no non-believer in the city. Then people have to compete about, oh, this is a secret in my church.
你知道吗？今年中国有14亿人口。
Well, there is 1.4 billion Chinese.
中国基督徒有8000来万。
There are about only 80 million Christians in China.
你们知道，如果一个基督徒能够领一个人信主的话，多久全国都信主了？
Think about the idea that one Christian leads to one unbeliever to the Christ.
几年之间而已。
It just needs a few years.
当然，这是很理想的情况。
Of course, this is the ideal situation. It may not happen that way.
你不要。
But I have to tell you.
你不要想影响一百人或怎么样，你真正能够真正光照一个两个就是很了不起。
So don't think about becoming a man that can impact 100, 200. Just think about you can impact at least one or two persons.
这个世界的问题在哪里？
So what is the problem of this world?
就是这个基督徒不起作用。
It's really the Christians become useless.
我们常常 咒诅这个世界太黑暗。
We often curse the darkness of this world.
你知道因为什么呢？
Curse the darkness of this world.
因为你的光被藏起来。
Because you have hidden your light.
我们应该要反省自责，这个世界这么坏，都是因为我不够好。
So you have to really reflect upon the ideas, because this world is so sick, this world is so sick because I have not done well enough.
我们应该对这个时代说 sorry, 因为我不够努力。
We have to say to the generation that sorry, we have not done enough.
我们看见今天有坏人说对不起，其实也不都是你的坏了。
So we have to tell those the wicked saying it's not only your problem.
你们知道改变了西方社会一个很重大的影响的这个是主日学。
So really there's a largest impact of the Western society is Sunday school.
但那个主日学是怎么开始办起来的？
Who began the Sunday school?
他就是走路被那些小孩子用石头打。
The person who started the Sunday school happened to meet a few kids throwing stones to him.
他没有骂，没有找那些父母算账。
He didn't criticize those and then go to their parents.
而是他感到有责任去教导这个国家的小孩。
They feel our responsibility to educate those kids.
今天基督徒看到世界的黑暗，应该有什么更加重？我们的一种反省，
so、today,
而不是我们变成一种论断。你看这些不信的人多么邪恶。
So today, when Christians see the problem in the world, just not only criticize and curse, but reflect upon what's your responsibility for that.
只有审判和咒诅的基督徒变成别人的地狱，你知道吗
？So the curse and judgment a Christian make to others.Will really become the real hell.
审判告诉人，审判是要引进上帝的救恩。
Tell people the judgment is really to use a way to lead people to the salvation of God.
基督徒是世界的光。
So Christians are the light of the world.
是包含到人心的人对人心的革新的照亮。
So it really means that how you can make this reformation of human heart.
Yes.
It's brightening their heart.
也包括对社会文化的这种革新。
It also includes the reformation, cultural reformation of the society.
所以我们做基督徒不仅仅有个人性的一种影响。
So as a Christian, we should not only make a personal impact.
我们的教会的存在也对世界有一种文化性的影响。
The church, because of existence, should make impact on the culture and the society.
如果你不知道怎么做，我介绍你一本书，好好去看，叫做《基督教对文明的世界文明的影响》。
If you don't know how to do it, I'm introducing a very good book to you. It's The Impact of Christianity on the Civilization of the Society.
大家知道中国的这个孙中山。
You all know Sun Yat-sen.
台湾跟大陆少有共同尊敬的人物。
It's a person who is highly respected by both Taiwan and mainland China.
中国社会很深层的变革。
He brought a deep reform in the Chinese society.
今天你们女孩子为什么能够跑到这里来留学？跟他有关系。
Why today those female students you can go overseas to study?
女子无才便是德。
Because before him, really, women were looked down upon.
没有这个基督徒的改革，你们还在三寸金莲的阶段。
If there's no Christianity, probably you still have to bind your feet.
男人
your feet.
男人每天洗头梳头发都要几个小时。
The man have to wash their hair with hours.
因为实在太长了。
Because they have the queues.
不仅这样，因为还要把前面刮干净，所以很辛苦。
And they have to shave the front the forehead.
但是他作为基督徒，他带来一种社会很深层的改革。
But as a Christian, Sun Yat-sen brought our deep society reformation.
感动人心的是英国有一个叫做威伯福斯的人。
There's another important person in UK. It's the Williams Wilberforce.
有一个电影很好看，你们可以去看，叫做 Amazing Grace.
There's a very good movie titled as Amazing Grace.
不是讲这个词作者那个 John Newton 的故事。
This is not a story about the composer John Newton.
是讲这个威伯福斯的故事。
But it's a story about Wilberforce.
他在英国议会，他几十年如一日的提案要废除这个奴隶制度。
So in the British Congress, he constantly submitted a proposal for diminish the slavery. system.
他的存在让国会的其他人都很不自在。
So he made many other congressmen uncomfortable.
但他拒绝妥协。
But he never, he insists they have never compromised.
他一直奋斗到最终他的提案通过。
He fought for many years until his proposal approved.
今天这个社会需要这样的基督徒成为时代的光。
Today's society needs a Christian like him to become the light of the world.
不仅仅是你个人行为。
It's not only your personal deed.
包括你的工作。
Also your work.
所以这个英文跟英文比较忠实于这个希腊文。
So the English translation has kept better consistency with the Greek language.
它是因为你们这样的好，因为你们的这个 work 这样的 good work 可以去荣耀上帝。
So because of your good work, you can glorify your Father in heaven.
中文翻译为好行为，但是在 work 在英文里面呢，既有行为又有工作的意思。
So Chinese translation only emphasizes on good deeds, but actually. It means both deeds and work.
希腊文里面也是一样，叫做 Kalos Ergo， 就是意思就是好的行为或者好的工作。
In Greek language, Kalos Ergo means a good deed and good work.
所以基督徒，我们不仅仅有是个人行为，还有在你的工作上面去荣耀上帝。
So we, as a Christian, we not only watch our own deeds, also we need be an example at work.
这就是我们。是世界的光。
This means we are the light of the world.
每一个基督徒的生活在我们的身上让上帝得到荣耀。
Every Christian's life will become a testimony to glorify our Father in heaven.
再重复，耶稣不是叫我们不能做的事情。
Let me repeat, Jesus is not teaching us what not to do.
只是活出基督徒应有的这个品性。
He's just asking us to live out a Christian characteristics.
所以我们要常常问，我们作为光和盐，我们这种生命的特征在我们身上是不是还 work?
So we should often self-question that if we
有没有生效,
if we still have the effect of salt and the light.
是否荣耀上帝?
So have we done things to glorify our Lord?
愿主赐福保守我们。
May God bless us and protect us.